If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Funny enough, in the first hour of the show, first things first, we spoke about how it is that price point actually affects business a lot more than quality. Now, I am not casting any judgments or aspersions on the products of Pepco, but we do know the kind of market that they serve. And as a result, their results are stunning. Sterling results, double digits. Hey, Gugu.
100%. And in this kind of economy, that's something really that should not be scoffed at. If anything, it shows a great level of resilience and a clear understanding of the market that they serve. Now, for those who aren't familiar with Pepco, it's one of the largest and leading retail outlets in South Africa. Think Pep, Ackermans, PepCell, Hi-Fi Corp, Take It Town. And you might recall a few months ago, we spoke about one of their most recent acquisition, the brands like Legit, Swagger Style, as well as Boardmans that they're adding to their portfolio. Now, as you mentioned, they published amazing results yesterday. Essentially, their measure of profit, headline earnings per share, increased by more than 12%. They did see revenue growth also peak up and expand by at least 12% in terms of that jump to 48.8 billion. Now, you might also recall, though, that with this particular business, they have been expanding their strategy when it comes to their fintech business. And that's largely in terms of selling cell phone units. Now, according to headlines and, of course, the update that we had in the results yesterday, 80% of prepaid phones that are sold in South Africa are sold by the Pepco Group. Now, that's a significant feat because they have more than 1.5 million subscribers so far in terms of their numbers. And on average, that means that more than 165,000 monthly activations do take place. Why this is quite remarkable is because of the recent launch of a division that they have within the group called Foniami, which is specifically developed to not only try to reduce the price point of cell phones, but also offer them in a rental series as well, where people can actually rent some of these cell phone products in order for them to have access to the internet. So just showing again how their diversification strategy, understanding the price point of the consumer market, but also really trying to gain dominance through the recent acquisitions that they've brought on board, is definitely making Pepco a company that just can't be ignored.
Yeah. Sticking on price points, we've had this discussion about vehicles, right? German vehicle manufacturers have suffered because the Asian manufacturers have really taken over. The only thing that people have against Asian vehicles could be maybe the question of reliability or maybe the issue of prestige, right? Now, when you're talking about rental vehicles, all of that falls away, because you only need the vehicle for short term. So what do companies that actually operate renting companies, or rather renting facilities, what do they have to say about the vehicle sector?
This one I find quite fascinating because it's a build up to a series of conversations we've had with all the key players in the market, whether it be AutoZone, We Buy Cars. And just last night, we had the CEO of Zeda. Now, Zeda is a business that essentially operates the rental companies like Avis as well as Budget in South Africa, as well as across many other markets on the African continent. And specific to what the CEO was mentioning on the back of their company results, which were fairly resilient given the market that we were in, their profit increased by about 2%. They did see a slowdown in terms of rental requirements, especially from the commercial space, which remains a significant contributor to their growth. That slowed down just on the back of the economic environment. But the key thing that really stood out for me last night, Sizwe, is that if you go onto the Avis website, you actually can't hire an Asian vehicle. And when asked, I asked the CEO about this particular concern, because we have been seeing a growth in terms of their appetite as well as their price point in South Africa. She highlighted that it's the after-sales market concerns in terms of the maintenance of the vehicle. It's one thing to be able to have access to the vehicle and, of course, rent it and lease it out to customers. But when the light bulb goes out, when it's been in an accident, when there's a fender that needs some kind of correction, that's been the challenge, is that fundamentally availability of these parts is still limited. And we haven't seen many of these manufacturers try to set up a base as well, where they do have these parts that can be assembled locally or even manufactured locally. So that's still a major concern that we see with many of the providers in the market. So I think one that definitely speaks to, as you've said, the mindset of consumers. You might like the car, you might drive the car, it might fit your price point, but what happens in the after sales market, which has often been where automobile manufacturers typically do make more of their money.
No, 100%. I remember, man, so many years ago, almost 10 years ago, Bike was apparently setting up shop in Butterworth in the Eastern Cape. I don't know what ended up happening there. That was the first thing. And then there were rumors also about 2 years ago that Chery was going to set up a manufacturing plant in Midrand. Again, I'm not quite sure how far along they are with that. What are the markets looking like?
You're quite right. Before the markets, we will follow up on those stories. I know Mahindra has also been planning to make some moves in South Africa, but there's a huge process in that, in just making sure they choose the right location, have the right manufacturing capacity and the logistics support to make sure that they can actually distribute some of these parts. So that's typically where the brakes literally are hit on some of these projects. But on the markets, it was a quiet day yesterday. Still quite a few company updates to expect. So Tiger Brands has just published their numbers. 93,764 points is where we'll open up from the All Share Index today. Currency-wise, not doing too badly. 17.97 is where we're trading to the greenback, 24.20 to the British pound, and now 20.31 against the euro.
Okay, thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gunesh Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.